Waiting for the waves. Coronavirus 5, post 637. There are some Mennonites in Lancaster County who believe the virus is a product of the Democrats and the Chinese, cooking it up in a lab and releasing it so that Joe Biden can choose Hillary Clinton for his running mate and thus take down Trump. I kid you not. Because Tennessee has been so late in recognizing the seriousness of the virus, along with Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Arkansas, the governor of Kentucky is asking his residents to not go into Tennessee unless there is no other place to get groceries or medical care. People are being arrested and being charged with serious crimes for coughing on groceries and on police officers, and doing so purposely, claiming they have the virus. On Vinalhaven Island in Maine, a group dropped a tree across a neighbor's driveway because his car carried out-of-state plates. They intended to keep him and his guests isolated. When he came out to find out what would happen, some members of the group drew weapons. He called the Coast Guard for help. In a Johnstown Sheets, a man, A, was coughing inside the store without covering his mouth. Another man, B, said something to him. They began a heated argument, which carried on outside. B got in his car and attempted to strike A. A pulled a gun and began firing. Neither were hurt. Both were arrested. Elsewhere on the Ridgeline, a neighbor who flies two enormous Trump flags is out several afternoons a week shooting his .308 caliber semi-automatic long rifle. It sounds like cannon fire. Perhaps he expects an assault, and he is readying his fortress home. I say that without irony. The numbers of the infected and the dead are spiraling now. I think we'll be lucky to stay below 300,000 dead. A depression seems almost certain. Each week, millions lose their jobs. The first wave of the virus has struck. Looking out to the horizon line, a long series of white caps are rolling in, each surge appearing more powerful than the one in front of it. Are you two keeping your eye on the phone? Waiting for the news that someone you know is in the water. So much and so many are going to be swept away. We only have each other. Offer your voice and your hand wherever you can.